are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. Happy New Year. We are super excited to get into season three. And today's topic is New Year. How are you going to meet some of those goals? So tips for meeting your goals and intentions for the new year, because everyone sets out with these goals and things they want to do. And we're going to give some practical tips to meet your goals in this new year. And I wanted to start out with, I like the shift from goals to intentions, because goals, if I don't reach the goal, I feel like there's more guilt and shame versus an intention. And so I'm setting my mind, I'm trying to reach this. And it's good to make your goal specific. So let's say I want to meditate 4 times a week, but instead of just saying I want to meditate more, so making those goals specific can definitely be helpful. You can hop right in.
Right. So what we're doing is, even though we're flipping back and forth with the goals, remember we're talking about intentions. So I'm going to say I help you intensify your intentions by having some measurable items that's around it, right? So make it measurable in such a way that you can track it, because we typically are very competitive in nature, right? Even when it's with ourselves. So by us saying, hey, I'm going to do it 3 times a week, make it something that's practical too. Because if you say, I'm going to do this every day, if you miss one day, then that means you didn't get it done. So it's not. Or I look at it sometimes and I say, my intention overall is to give myself at least an 80 or 90% back, a rate, right? Tracking. And so that way I win for the week. So this is what I'm going to tell you. Make it what I'm doing as I'm following what they call a 12-week year. And that's by Brian Moran. The book 12-week year is amazing. And that's just a plug of something that will help you. It's not a paid or anything, okay? But that 12-week year concept means just take 3 things. Because when we start doing a goal at the beginning of the year or intensifying our intentions in an area, if you have too many, it kind of gets muddy. So if you look at 3 major things, so I'm going to say, if you were sitting with paper and pen right now, I would say do a mind map. Take the big thing that you want to do and then branch it out until the things that would help you accomplish that, and then go back and highlight the major things that make the difference.
And so she mentioned 12-week year. The book I want to mention that I think is going to make her happy is Atomic Habits. Because James and Claire. I have that one linked in the description and in my bio over on TikTok. I have that book because one of my favorite things within that book is talks about habit stacking. And so for this year, one of my goals is to drink more water. One of my intentions, I do not drink enough water. And so I am pairing in the morning before I drink my tea or whatever my morning hot beverage is, I am drinking water first because I'm going to drink the hot beverage. It's a way that I start my morning. But if I do the water first, I'm definitely going to do the other thing versus drinking my hot beverage first and then forgetting or just not getting around to drinking some water. And I'm being gentle with myself. So I'm not saying I have to drink 16 ounces but my goal is to increase, is to do some. Because as you start to do something, the hardest thing for most people to do is to get started. And once you get started with something, sometimes it's easier to build that momentum and then you have some success. Because if I just said in general, okay, I just want to, at some point in my day, I want to drink more water. It's not going to happen. And then, so I think do things that support you. So for me, there are these water bottles that have little cap that it's easier to drink it. And, or if you need to add a little, if I add a little lemon or some mint or something, doing what you need to do to help you reach your goal and not comparing, because what works for my mom might not work for me. What works for me might not work for her.
And the interesting thing about that, and I love Atomic Habits by James Clear. So one of the things about the stacking on top of something you're already doing that Patrice was mentioning is that it causes you to be more successful. It does this thing inside your brain, because when we try to change, our brain is like, whoa, wait. So when we add it to, you're going to still have a hot beverage. Okay. All you're going to do is just before, our brain will cooperate with us more like that. And it's adding on to a habit you already have.
Yes.
So one of the things I'm going to tell you is this. When you think of the things that you're going to do this year, yeah, because I feel shorter and shorter. I'm feeling shorter and shorter.
Y'all have to watch on YouTube. Make sure y'all watch on YouTube.
I'm feeling shorter and shorter. Okay, so I'm glad she moved back, because like this wasn't working for me. I kept on leaning up. Anyway, so Atomic Habits. So the deal with it is this. Don't take it from a negative perspective.
Be specific.
And when I say
for
that,
you, yeah.
Yeah, is that when I say, okay, so I'm not going to do this, right? When I say I'm not going to do this, the first thing I think of is doing this, right? Okay, so I think pink elephant. I'm not going to think about a pink elephant. I'm not going to think about an elephant. I start thinking about that, right? So do it from a positive perspective. What do you want? It's not about the elephant. It's what do you want?
I just want to rephrase it. So instead of saying what you're not going to do, so instead of me saying I'm not going to drink, I don't know, coffee or something, I'm instead saying I'm going to drink what? So I'm switching it from what I'm going to do versus what I'm not going to do.
Because where your focus goes, your power flows. So if your focus is on what you're not going to do, you're moving power or your energy in that direction. Whereas when you focus on what you desire, then where your focus and your energy goes is adding that habit to the habits you already have.
And I appreciate feedback and comments. And somebody said, if you have a goal to do something, put it in a place where you'll see it. So if it's the water bottle example I gave, and let's say, you know, in the morning, and I do sometimes keep it in the bathroom but keep it in a place where you're going to see it. So don't put it in a room that you're never going to go, or don't have it, you know, in a cabinet. Make sure that it's out and readily available for you.
And then the other thing I would recommend is that you prepare for success. So the night before, like Patrice was just talking about with the water, mm-hmm. I started drinking more water. So what I did was I brought not a full water bottle, because I have the big water bottles. Mm-hmm. I bring it in like half full, because I've drank part of it that day, right? So I bring it in, it's about half full, and I sit it where the place that I do my meditation before I go outside the room. Mm-hmm. So now I'm sitting there in my meditative state with my book, whatever I'm doing to provide me some energy in the morning. And the water is so available that I automatically at least take two swigs of it. Even if I don't drink it all, I add some more to it.
And then my next tip is going to be, don't wait until you feel like doing it. So unless I'm like exercising, like I don't yearn for water normally. And so don't wait until you feel like doing the thing, which is really hard. And motivation is about managing emotions and get out of, so don't call yourself lazy. Don't name call yourself. Cause when you beat yourself up, when you don't reach it, tough love has never worked where it's like, where somebody is shamed and blamed into doing the thing that makes me want to give up. And if that's how you are, make sure that you set yourself up for success and don't wait until you feel like doing the thing.
So, and then what I'll say is I'll say celebrate small wins. When I say that, that doesn't mean go out and do the opposite of what you're believing for. It just means pat yourself. Don't wait on other people to pat you on the back or to celebrate you. Celebrate yourself as you move forward, because that re-engages that emotion that's connected to your new habit that you're building and causes you to have some endorphins move forward and causes you to continue that thing. So the same thing, when somebody celebrates you, you know, we want to do more, right? So that's the same thing that your brain is. But make sure that you celebrate you. Be your own cheerleader in this regard. And then tweak. That's the other one I'm going to say. Tweak what your, when you first start off at the beginning of the year, or your goals or aspirations, your intentions, and you're intensifying your intentions, you may find out some things that you put on the list, you know, it's just not working right now. You need to pare some things down. Don't be afraid to tweak it, to tweak it so that it works. Not just tweak it so it can win, you know, but tweak it so it works better for you. So don't be afraid that if you have something on there and it's not working the way you thought it was, don't be so tied to what you said you were going to do that you don't see, you don't give yourself the growth space to make some small tweaks to still accomplish the goal or your intention, but to tweak it in such a way that it's better for where you are today.
And going into the new year, I'm going to recommend prioritizing self-care and prioritizing your mental health, because, and you mentioned that businesses and things are starting to realize that they need to focus more on employee mental health, and that, because people will leave, if a job is like, this job is not worth it for me to be this stressed out. And so make sure that you prioritize your mental health. And the thing that I work with my clients on is focusing on what's in my control. And so I can't control my mom. And if I want her to call me more, and that's not, we talk almost every day. But if that was the thing that I needed from her, then I would need to communicate that, which is incredibly vulnerable. But if I'm frustrated about our relationship, I have two options. And the first one is that we can talk about it and work it out, or it is what it is, which hurts. And I grieve, but I like to give people the opportunity to meet that need.
Right.
And sometimes people don't. Like, there have been people that I might have asked for something, or I might have disappointed them, they might have disappointed me. But I think communication and working on those things with healthy people. Because now, if my mom wasn't a safe person, then I wouldn't. Right. I would be careful with that. But because she is, I know that I can ask those things.
And we talked about boundaries. When you're doing things like this, remember to go back and look at what we did on boundaries, mm-hmm. boundaries with families, all of those areas of boundaries, right? The other thing is, I'm going to tell you something that happened yesterday with her and I. And this is what I told her. I don't know if she remembers. I said, I love talking to you because you cause me to think. So my tip for you is, another tip to consider is, get people in your, I'm going to call it tribe, or your community. You're connected to people that help you grow and encourage you and cause you to think. She brought up something yesterday. I happened to be in front of the computer and I immediately went out and did it. But you know what? It wasn't because I was doing it because she was doing it. I was doing it because I had already established some goals or some intentions that this thing that we were talking about was going to make me, cause it to be a win-win. I mean, like a real win. And so it was just really interesting.
And I'm okay with us mentioning. So what we're doing is, we're doing kind of a health focus for the beginning of the year. and adding in things like prayer, meditation, things that work for us to feed our mind, body, and spirit, and being intentional with some of those things. And one of the things is cutting off spending. Because we can fill empty places within ourselves with spending, with all of these things that just they're not fulfilling. It doesn't work long term. And so really just taking a step back to start the new year strong. My next tip will be make a plan for February. Because January, everybody, you know, like if you have a goal to go to the gym or the gym is going to be packed, but like set up some accountability come February, because sometimes, because I said it's hard to get started, and then it can be difficult to maintain a new habit over time. And so making sure, because it's easy to kind of let things fall off. And if this is something that you really want to be committed to, setting up some reminders or checking in with some accountability for like February, March. Yeah.
Yeah. And what the word that she used that I don't want us to skate over was the word commitment. Mm-hmm. The greatest commitment I can ever have is a commitment to me. Mm-hmm. For me to have a commitment to me, and then to externally have a commitment for accountability's sake, mm-hmm. not beat down sake, but accountability's sake, is very powerful. Now, for me, what I did was, and I'm going to give one of the ones I'm doing, because somebody may be going to be the benefactor of it. I have one of the things I'm going to do this year is I'm doing 52 weeks of sewing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give something away every week for 52 weeks of 2023. It may be an hour of my business time that I did this week. Mm-hmm. I gave it to someone. Or it may be a gift or a card. It's not about what it is. It's reminding myself that I am in a place of abundance. So I have excess to give to others. Don't get caught up in what it is. Yeah. Don't get caught up in how they respond. Mm-hmm. Get caught up on giving and then let that seed, because it's a seed, come back to you as a harvest because you're doing it from the right place. It's not about them. Remember, Patrice said, you can't control other people. You control you. So this is my space and I'm doing that. So I have a little calendar that I made, which is kind of funny because I'm doing some annual stuff. And so every week that I do it, I check it off.
And Robert and I, because Robert is up on TikTok, hey, Happy Robert. New Year. But we were talking about that on live the other day. Because I was talking about going through my closet and getting rid of things and what can happen. So we talk a lot about survival brain, and we are still like, if you look at the news, if you look like there's a lot going on. If you look at the price of eggs, one of my Facebook friends was like, anybody selling eggs? Like anybody
just get $4 a dozen. Almost
sometimes up to eight. I saw $8 over at Giant for
they
for
must
a dozen.
Be walking. There must be a hen they trying to say.
Golden
are you
eggs.
Serious?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But
okay.
But when I'm in this mindset that I have to hold on, when I'm afraid, I hold on. But if I open up to give, because if a bear is chasing me, why am I going to be passing out cookies?
I'm just saying.
I'm saying like if a bear is chasing me and I have some cookie, I'm gonna hold on to whatever I have, or I'm gonna drop it and just run. But when we are in a space of giving and when I have that open hand, sometimes that lets my brain relax that, oh, I don't need that. Because sometimes we can get connected and attached to things. And that might be a whole other session.
That is a session.
Robert and I were talking about hoarding and keeping things and that attachment that we can have to things. Because that's one of the things. So for me, my closet. So one of my intentions, I'm saying it here and y'all can check in with me and see how it's going. My closet normally is clean for like 5 days out the year. Maybe three. I don't know. But my closet is normally my just kind of like I just put things everywhere and it's normally a hot mess. And it's my goal to make sure that I'm putting things back, that I'm taking care of the things that I have. Because even if I'm hanging it up on little hooks and it's not back on a hanger, but like it's not on the floor. And so doing little things that can just help you. So getting rid of some stuff helps me keep it clean, because I had too many clothes. Many of them I had not touched or worn in a very long time. And so, and then my mom knows of an organization. Somebody just had an issue at Goodwill. Sometimes people, they have issues with giving to certain organizations, especially because you can be a nonprofit and still make money. And so some people are giving to their local communities. They're giving to other people. My community has something called a Buy Nothing group. And I have a bag of cars, a trash bag full of my son's overflow cars, because he still probably has like 200, I don't know, he still has a lot, but some of the ones that he doesn't play with, that he has multiples of, I just threw them in a bag and somebody's going to come and pick them up today. But I think when you let go of things, it kind of lets your brain settle a little versus holding on.
Okay. So I'm going to confess. Right now. So when she said the thing about the cars, and I thought immediately, are you giving away the cars that I bought him, those big old cars? So I'm using this as an example. I'm being very authentic, because sometimes when we hear or we see someone in our family or our circle that's giving away things, sometimes the first thing we want to do is say, or we say, well, let me see if I can get anything out of it. But the key with it is don't have the, and I'm a do it at a level and you can beat me up later or whatever you need to do. I'm gonna say the fear, usually letting go is connected to, especially in during the season that you're hearing all this stuff about what's not, the giving is going to calm my brain.
Yes.
Is going to help me with my any stress that I may be going through, right? But it tricks my brain to say, and my mind, my creative thoughts in such a way that says, girl, you got it. You giving away stuff every week, please. Right. But in addition to that, it's for me not to replace everything I give away with a new thing.
Yes.
Right. So part of it is, think about it from your brain perspective, is that if my brain looked like some of the areas that I have overflow in,
and is often
pretty cluttered.
And often when
I have to be careful
when my closet is chaos, normally the inside, like normally my closet is so, because Dr. Barry, y'all, like, how do you do it all? So there's some things that don't get done.
She's just being honest.
Okay? I'm just being honest. Like, there are things that don't get done. And I wish more people that are that have influence, that are influencers, that, you know, because we show you this one little section. My office isn't perfectly clean. And so just being able to know that, like sometimes, so from my own piece, sometimes I before I left the house this morning, there were some dishes that didn't get washed. I'll wash them tonight, but sometimes I need to do what's best for me. Now there are certain areas that like have to be clean for me, but then there are other things that I'm like, oh, that can wait.
So one of the things I'm gonna add to what she just said is know what's urgent. Know what's important. Know what you're willing to set aside for this moment to make sure that you keep yourself on the priority list. Because if you don't put anything in your personal bank account, your regular bank too, but your personal bank account, then you'll be driving or riding on empty, and you don't want to do that.
I just want to clarify, because she's talking about your love tank or your when we give from ourselves. And if there's nothing in me, then I'm either withdraw, I'm either going negative and then I'm be snapping on people when they ask me for the smallest thing. And so it's really important that we fill ourselves as we are pouring out into others. This conversation gave us the idea for next week's topic. So next week we are going to be talking about failing forward. And because often people don't set an intention out of fear, or they don't want to fail. And there are people that there are things you want to do, there are goals that you have, and that fear of it not going exactly the way you want it to is causing you to not do the thing. And so we are going to talk about that next week. The one thing that I would recommend is that everybody put some stuff aside. If you don't have an emergency fund, if you're able to put extra, because it's just, so like gas went down, now gas is going back up. And, you never know. For my own business, I ran into an issue where I ran into an issue with an insurance company and I should have been getting paid and I wasn't. Now, part of it, I didn't, we're not going to go into the issue, but it took a minute for it to get resolved. So my business account wasn't looking the way I wanted it to, but I had a savings. And so I was able to move some money over. And then within a few weeks, the payments I was waiting on came through and I was able to transfer that money back to savings. But making sure if you can, that you put some things aside, because I think we all will have obstacles and we will hit things along the way. But next week's going to be failing forward. And then maybe the next week after that might be overcoming obstacles. Right. We'll see.
Can I just tap into the,
please,
what
ahead.
You just did? So I'm going to give you a way to do it almost immediately. Most of us are getting a refund back on our taxes.
But that's okay.
Well, you know, we can't talk about some people. We ain't all you do not want me to enter that Twilight Zone.
She does my taxes.
I do her taxes. So we don't want to enter the Twilight Zone. So this is the deal. Most of us are getting some kind of money back on our taxes, right? Or you are in a position now that you're saying there's a little excess. The set it aside.
If you can.
If you have excess, set it. Excess means you have the ability to set it aside. So if you're pulling back a little bit on your spending, what you put out, if your bills are all caught up, if your Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're taking care of your immediate needs
and
taking care of.
And Amazon is not on that.
Amazon is not on the list of must have. So, but my point is that when you have this other account, it causes you to not be as stressed. When people say stuff, you say, well, like she was just talking about, she didn't have to worry about it. Now I know her stress level went up because I know her. And so she said, oh, that's right. I got this other account, right? That other account is for valid emergencies. And notice what she did. She pulled it out and then she put it back. That's the key. So don't get so attached to what other people say you should have or should do. And cause them to tap into your time or your talent or your treasure, which is your resources, your money, in such a way that it adversely impacts you for your future. Remind yourself that it really matters. And if you need some more direction on that, we're doing stuff and have done things out there. And I'm doing some things on my TikTok channel as well as my YouTube channel. It was a valid plug. So continue, follow me, because I'm really going to do some deep stuff on prosperity, building prosperity, that mindset, because part of it is a mindset. So that's my last statement, I think.
All right. So once again, we hope that you're going into this new year setting some intentions. So if you haven't set any, please set something. And it could be, I want to meditate 5 minutes a day. I want to be more physically active, because physical activity does help mental health. Like, it does help you cope. It helps release stress. And I want to be more mindful of of my spending. I want to do these different things. So whatever it is that you're looking to do, making sure that you're being intentional with it. And if you have questions that you'd like us to address, please put it in the comments, or topics you'd like for us to discuss, let us know. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.